day 789 of war in Ukraine. The president there has welcomed the first step in the next round of help from the United States, $60 billion worth, finally agreed in a weekend vote by the House of Representatives. The Senate is next. And then the actual weapons, as Ukraine struggles to keep Russian forces from advancing. Volodymyr Zelensky told US media that the vote showed Ukraine would not be a second Afghanistan, whose pro-Western government collapsed during a US-led pullout 3 years ago. Let's cross live to Kyiv. Christopher Miller is Financial Times Ukraine correspondent. Christopher Miller, good morning again.
Good morning.
What exactly has the US agreed to, and what will Ukraine get?
Yeah, so the $60 billion aid package is going to be largely packed with military assistance for the country, but there's also going to be financial assistance to keep the government and the state afloat. But most importantly right now is that military assistance. So Ukraine has been on the back foot for months. Russian forces have been able to seize the initiative in the war, largely because of Ukraine's lack of arms and ammunition due to the holdup of U.S. military assistance. So it's lost the city of Avdiivka, for example, in February, and Russia is now on the offensive in several other locations across the 1,000-kilometer front line. When I was out there last week, Russian soldiers were telling me about the disparity in artillery shells, for instance. So what they're hoping is that artillery shells will reach them very, very quickly. Right now, they're firing only one for about every 7 to 10 of the Russians. So weapons and ammunition are key here. That's largely what they're going to get. They're also hoping that the United States might take the step in providing long-range missiles called ATACMS that would allow it to hit Russian targets deeper beyond the front line.
So weapons, long-range missiles, and money. When will they get it?
You know, that depends on how quickly the Senate is able to pass this bill. It's expected to take it up on Tuesday, and it doesn't seem as though there are going to be any hurdles. If it is approved in the U.S. Senate and it's passed to President Biden, he could sign it either that evening on Tuesday or even Wednesday. If that's the case, then weapons could start flowing from Poland and other EU nations within days, and certainly over the course of the next couple of weeks. So we could start seeing artillery shells and particularly air defense munitions, which are also expected to be in this package, in Kyiv and in on the front lines by the end of the week, possibly.
Ukraine's president told U.S. television yesterday, that was NBC's Meet the Press, that, quote, we will have a chance for victory if Ukraine really gets the weapon systems that we need so much. What chance?
Yeah, you know, certainly Ukraine right now, as I said earlier, is on the back foot. It's playing defense. It's digging in deep. It's trying to stop Russia's momentum. And right now, Russia clearly does have that momentum. It's able to mobilize 30,000 soldiers a month to replenish those that are cut down in battle. Ukraine has, beyond its artillery and air defense shortages, it has a manpower shortage. You mentioned that it's been more than 2 years of war here in Ukraine, but it's actually been more than 10 years of war. So many of the troops have been fighting now for a decade. They're exhausted. They need to be replenished. So it faces significant challenges. And it's come to now rely on the United States and European nations for military assistance in order to stay in the fight. So there are things that Kyiv needs to do in terms of manpower to stay in this fight, but it also needs this military assistance. And without it, it has no real chance at victory, is what Volodymyr Zelensky was saying. So now with this, it could turn tides of war, is what they're hoping for, and be able to allow it to create a new strategy for winning.
Reading your recent newspaper reports, you've been talking to senior Ukrainian officials who don't think the US help is going to continue at the scale that it was. What difference do they think it will make to the course and the outcome of this war?
Yeah, there's a lot of concern here in Kyiv that this might be one of the last, or possibly the last, large package of this size for some time to come. And that is for several reasons. One, if Donald Trump is to return to the presidency, there is concern that he might not be as supportive of Ukraine as Joe Biden has been. Two, this has been such a very contentious bill just to get it over the line. It's taken 6 months. They're not convinced that there will be support for something like this in the future. And it's really, you know, it's essentially a large band-aid. It's going to provide Ukraine with some short-term relief, but not necessarily long-term success. And so what Ukraine is now looking at is getting more help from EU nations, ramping up its own domestic production here, and looking for partnerships and collaboration with other nations, and support outside of the EU as well, to bolster its war efforts.
Christopher Miller, Financial Times Ukraine correspondent in Kyiv. Thank you. It's